Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. I obviously want to start today with the news, the tragic news of the latest act of demonic aggression in Texas. And that is the mass shooting at this church where this 26-year-old maniac went inside. And now the way I understand it, and the best reporting that's being done on all these events is done by the British tabloids. American newspapers stink at this stuff. The British tabloids have the details, and they're quick to get them. For example, the maniac's Facebook page, before the FBI could even take it down, the British tabloids, the Daily Mail.co.uk, had already gone, had already figured out who the nutbag was, and had done screen caps of his Facebook page before the FBI could delete it. So I have some of the details of it. Note I said the latest act of demonic aggression. The demons are ascendant. They come for the children, and they're not going to take no for an answer. And this is just another example of this. I want to read you a headline from Shoebot.com that I think sums this up adequately. And it's not Andrew Bizot has not written about it. He's written about something else that I'm going to talk about. But Ted Shoebot, who is the son of Waleed Shoebot, has... Here's Ted's headline. Make no mistake about it. The man who slaughtered 26 Christians in a Baptist church in Texas was an atheist who hated Christ and the Christian faith. There's a lot to unpack here with this, but I think the first thing that we ought to notice about this, and the first thing that we should take away from this killing, this slaughter is what it was. The madman is able to go. He marches into this church. There is, now that we know who the authorities know who it is, they can piece together the paper trail and can identify why he picked that particular church for his mass carnage. And it is probably going to come out that his wife, his estranged wife, that he thought that she may have been in there, because there's some problems going on with this. But the first thing you should recognize about this, the usual suspects on the talk radio mafia are all going to proceed from the usual script all day long today and this week. Which is, are going to take advantage of this by one side is going to, well, if everyone is packing, then this wouldn't have happened. You'll have the Second Amendment gone wild here. And one side of the argument, the other side will be, see, this is why we can't have assault weapons. You see, we told you so. So no one is going to discuss the ultimate cause of all this, which is, how is it that these deranged people like Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas, how is it that they are able to cogently amass such weapons of mass destruction? Now, these are truly weapons of mass destruction. They kill a lot of people very quickly. Something modern man has gotten really good at, taking life, killing an awful lot. So the first thing that we ought to notice is, where did it occur and on what day? Occurred on a, now, by my count, Las Vegas, Sunday. Texas, Sunday. Las Vegas, captive crowd that couldn't get away. Easy pickings, shooting fish in a barrel, if you will. I'm trying to be insensitive to the dead. New Braunfels, Texas. By the by, you know what New Braunfels is famous for? It is a suburb, basically, a small town outside of New Braunfels. New Braunfels is famous for the Schlitterbahn. There's a water park there. I've never been, but I know plenty of people who have. Continuing, the church in Texas, First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, the church in Texas, captive, crowd, unable, incapable of escape, again, not trying to be insensitive, shooting fish in a barrel, both on a Sunday. Now, again, the usual suspects are not going to want to say anything about the coincidence that these last two mass murders occurred on a Sunday. And this particular maniac, here's a headline from the Daily Mail. There's two stories that they have. Exclusive. Creepy, crazy, and weird. Former classmates say Texas gunman was an outcast who preached his atheism online before killing 26 in the state's worst ever mass shooting. Devin Patrick Kelly walked into the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs dressed in full combat gear and began shooting. According to local law enforcement sources, the Texas shooter who mercilessly shot dead 26 people and injured 24 others was an outcast who preached his atheism online. Former classmates say Devin Patrick Kelly, 26, who stormed First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs in Texas and opened fire on Sunday, was creepy, crazy, and weird. Patrick Boyce, who attended New Braunfels High School with the killer, told the DailyMail.com, quote, "He had a kid or two, fairly normal, but kind of quiet and lately seemed depressed. He was the first atheist I met. He went Air Force after high school, got discharged, but I don't know why." Well, he was dishonorably discharged because he was beating his wife. And they dishonorably discharged him and kicked him out of the Air Force. "I was just shocked to hear the news. Still have a quiet process how he could have done that." Nina Rose Nava, who went to high school with the gunman, wrote on Facebook, quote, "In complete shock. I legit just deleted him off my FB, Facebook, because I couldn't stand his post. He was always talking about how people who believed in God were stupid and trying to preach his atheism." Close quote. Starting to get the message here, folks? Christopher Leo Longoria replied, quote, "I removed him off FB, Facebook, for the same reasons. He was being super negative all the time." And then there's pictures of the madman. The shooting happened at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. Michael Goff added, quote, "He was weird, but never that damn weird, always posting his atheist bleep like Nina wrote. But damn, he always posted a pics of him and his baby, too. Crazy." Nava. That's Nina Rose Nava, added to the DailyMail.com, quote, "I went to school with him. We had a few conversations here and there. It's not something I expected from him. He was an outcast, but not a loner. He was popular among the outcasts. I haven't spoken to him since high school." Another former classmate who asked to remain anonymous told DailyMail.com, quote, "I grew up going to school with him. He always creeped me out and was different." She said she moved away from the area while she was in junior high and lost a lot of touch with a lot of people. Kelly, who was married, recently posted a photo of an AR-15 style gun on his Facebook page with the caption, "She's a bad bitch." Investigators, Kelly recently commented on one of Nava's Facebook post. "I said I just want to move back to Texas," and he said something along the lines of, "Texas isn't any better." Pretty much said he didn't like Texas. "I think he had one kid. He is still a baby. He was married, but I don't know to who. It's crazy to think I grew up with him. Same town, same school, same classes. He was different in school and creeped me out, but I never would have thought he would do such a horrific thing." Former friend wrote on Facebook, quote, "It's scary to know this psychopath has been in my house. I can't believe I was friends with this guy, and I literally would stay the night at his place when we were kids. Guy was having sleepovers with the nutbag." Now, I say all this, and I'm reading from the dailymail.co.uk. I linked to this in today's pile of prep, by the way, if you want to read it for yourself. And by the way, if you get the dailymail.co reports, they got lots of pictures. Lots of pictures in the British tabloids. USA Today Squared is trying to mimic, and they do a horrible job of it. So I prefer, actually, the British tabloids. What are we noticing here? What do all the people that knew the New Braunfels, Sutherland, Texas Baptist Church shooter, what do they all say? They knew the guy, they knew he was a little weird, but no one can conceive that someone that they knew is possible of executing such a carnal act. Now, what was said about Stephen Paddock? Exact same thing. What do you remember? Remember the interview with the brother? I just talked to the dude 2 days ago. There's no way my brother could have done this. That's not him. Let's just focus on the "that's not him." I can't believe. There's no way that guy who was once in my house is capable of this.